Baby shark, do 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 do. All right.
Daddy shark,
do 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 do.
No, I'm not doing it. Not gonna happen.
I can't do it. Let me prove it. SNL last week was slightly better than the week before. I don't know what.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't hear what you said. I dozed off.
I said the SNL last week was slightly better than the week before.
Oh the yes. SNL was hilarious.
That weird Chucky sketch, I had no idea what was going on.
That weird Chucky sketch was amazing because it made no sense.
I was like, what is going on? Why is it Chucky? And I'm like, oh, it's terrifying.
The one where they were all flowers was really creepy and I loved it.
And the dog kept peeing up.
Yeah. The one where 80 Cecily, Bowen, and Jake were lounge singers was pretty solid. The stuff they were singing was pretty funny. But let me tell you, Craig, I almost died watching that episode because I was sitting there on the couch eating some goldfish crackers like you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching the sketch where they're making fun of the Property Brothers.
Okay.
And
the Property Cousins or whatever they were calling it.
Yeah, the Construction Cousins or whatever they're calling it.
Yep.
And as part of the gimmick, all of Kate's character's lines are subtitled. Not in actual subtitles, but the show is adding subtitles to it to be funny.
Right.
Because she mumbles and they're pretending like you can't really understand her. When she's talking about how they had to redo the bathroom because she insisted that it have no windows.
Yes.
And then went on to say, because I can't have pervs and tuggers watching me make dirt. I laughed so hard at the word tuggers. I started to choke on the pretzels. I had to fish them out of my own throat so I didn't die and then get back to laughing.
No one's going to watch you match you make dirt, Grandma.
Oh, man. Pervs. And tuggers.
I don't know. It was the weekend update though with 80 Bryant and that was terrible.
I don't remember what she did on
there.
Oh, the
80
Bryant.
Yes, I agree.
Was it her and Bowen and they're like, you know, this is in, this is out, that thing.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense. That's an unfunny. Doesn't.
I
make
hate
sense.
That bit. It's so bad.
Yeah. But the actual weekend update was a little bit funny.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that part kills it for me. I'm like, oh. Boo, please stop talking.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Yeah, because they made some decent jokes on Weekend Update.
And the musical guest is always good to look at.
Camila Cabello was good.
Mm-hmm.
Super good. And then when Willow Smith came out and sang with her, she was super good too.
Yeah. Yeah, the musical guest was solid this week. And like the week before when I was like, who, what now? What, the who's it? All right, anything else before we actually open people's up and start the show and do the things?
Old Man Sartov for the win, by the way.
Nice. Old Man is on it. Yes! Sorry, I got my framed in 5 today, which is one more than I did last time.
So, did you guys try the double Wordle, the door roll that
I
sent you?
Nope, it was confusing and I didn't know what to do.
You play it the same way as Wordle, except you have to get the words on both sides of the screen in the same amount of turns.
Nope. I can barely do Wordle.
Now
between Wordle, Hurdle, and Framed, and I'm digging on Framed.
I like Framed. Today... I got it on 6 only because it was a guess, because I will never watch that movie.
That's a fair. I was fortunate enough that on 5, I recognized that doofus's head. And I was like, oh, what's that name where he does some things and the movie happens? And I was like, and it was right.
Nice.
I also got it in 5, Perondiac. I like where you're at.
8 Wordles at a time. Oh, good God.
Oh, yeah, that's just excessive. I'm not that smart.
2 is very hard.
How many I can handle exactly one Wordle.
Yeah, the double one is hard.
I have no interest
in
doing more than one.
I can't risk it because, I mean, hopefully the double Wordle, I'd go in with different expectations because I finished the Wordle pretty consistently. I got furious the other night when I screwed it up. I was like, I got problems.
I have also started doing Wordle. It gives you an image of a country, and you have to pick what country it is, and when you get it wrong, it tells you how many kilometers off you are and in which direction you need to go on the world.
Geography Wordle? That's amazing.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hate that because I feel like it'll make me smarter.
Share this link, Ray.
Well, you'll have to give me a minute here.
Yeah, no, I'll be patient. I don't want to derail the show because of that, but I do want to play it after the show.
There we go. I might have it now. It's not an easy URL to remember, so.
Yeah, I'm with you, Sluggo. Hurdle does make me feel old. Also, obviously, whoever sponsors it has a limited selection of artists.
Mm.
Like, And I don't mean to give a huge spoiler, but so I'm doing tonight's hurdle. And my first thought is it's Lady Gaga. So I start typing in her name and nothing comes up. I was like, yeah, that obscure artist that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to guess coffee by toast or toast by coffee. I don't know which was which.
Right.
And they've never heard of Lady Gaga?
Interesting, though. I got this one on one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. Today's?
Yeah.
Wow. Good on you. It took me till like three or four.
No, I instantly recognized that laugh.
I did not recognize that performer's voice until they started to sing.
Ian is like so careful not to spoil it. That's good.
Yeah.
I would just come out and say, oh, yeah, that
Jack Yeah, you turns. Would. That's why. We've got to balance each other out. You are my antithesis. That's why we make such an excellent pair.
All right. Anything else before we actually go forward with the show?
I hope not. It's like we're like 10 after. We should just go.
Holy smokes. It is well after 9 o'clock. Do it, Doug.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 335th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, also known as Birthday Extravaganza Weekend.
Ooh, happy birthday.
Yay!
Yeah! I figured that was the question on everybody's mind.
Ian's getting so old.
That's true.
I mean, 25 is just killer.
I know. It's the hardest. Do you have any exciting birthday twins?
I have no idea.
How do you not know that? How are you not self-absorbed enough to know what's pointless celebrities? Do you know who's going to be partying with me tomorrow?
No.
The Spider, Anderson Silva.
Oh, that's
Charlie
nice.
Hustle, Pete Rose.
Ooh.
The Real Buffy, Sarah Michelle Prinz.
Yeah.
And the soon-to-be unemployed Baker Mayfield. Pete Capaldi.
He can end up in Washington.
Pete Capaldi has
Capaldi.
The same
We're the Doctor Who's. Yeah,
yeah, me and number 12, we're like this.
Wow. Did you look mine up?
I didn't, but I could.
Dude, what does mine say? Sweet.
Dude, what does mine say?
Peter Capaldi.
Yeah. Let me see.
Oh, I got Adam McKay, Boomer Esiason.
Whoa, Boomer.
Jennifer Garner.
Oh, how's she doing?
She's still making millions of dollars on those credit card commercials.
Nice.
Oh, Posh herself, Victoria Beckham.
Oh.
Man, I think I totally have you outclassed here.
I feel like,
Chicken tonight? Like chicken tonight?
No, I feel like the Spider could just whoop everybody on your list.
Oh, no way. I win. Sean Bean.
Doesn't ring a bell. The guy who dies in every movie?
My birthday is not anywhere near, but I think I win because I have Charlie Murphy. So.
Charlie Murphy!
Charlie Murphy! I got Liz Phair.
Hey, Ray, what did the 5 birthdays say to your face?
Slap.
Oh, no, here I did totally win. I'm sorry, Ian. I have the ultimate winner.
Oh.
The Hot Rod himself. Rowdy. Roddy. Piper.
Oh, well, then I can battle him with WWE legend Lita.
Oh, come on. This is Rowdy Roddy Piper.
How much unsimulated sex did Roddy Piper have in the ring with Edge?
Well,
not nearly as much as Lita.
Sorry, Sluggo just ruined me.
Sluggo ruined me as well because I'm not going to click on that, but it's going to replay in my head anyway.
All I know is that I share a birthday with Blank Dan. All right, anyway, I'm the only one. I'm Craig. We got Ian. He's KS72. No. No, he's not. He's thinking of 15. Ray's KS72.
We're on a show. I may not have hosts. I don't know.
Little sleep this week. I'm tired. Work has been way too many hours this week. So, yeah, it's the week of 413 to 420 of the 2022s. Still going. However, in your 5-day 4-star crash.
Yeah, my birthday.
Of the Titans. On the 7th, you had the TV star Moon Knight versus X-23. Did you fist your way to glory?
I think I sat her down and had some croissants, but
I didn't want to laugh at that. That was unintentional.
That was not intentional until after I said it, and then my brain caught up to my words. And I was like, oh, ha, ha, ha.
So, yes, that's a successful. He's a great character. And easy road to victory.
What a great audience. On the 12th, we have Shirley going up against the Green Goblin.
Truth.
Don't call me Shirley. What do you got?
Total success. I devastated him before the show so that I would be able to talk about it right now.
Oh,
nice.
But she's championed 3-5-5. I was able to win it.
Yeah,
in one.
5-3-5 is totally correct. Unlike Ray's dumb 5-4-4.
Yeah, but it still worked. I got him, like, no problem. I fired off those twin blasters, and he's so underleveled. Like,
he really is.
Sure, he just wipes the floor with him.
Yep.
And then on Easter Sunday, the greatest day of the year, you have the defrocked Mordo.
Oh, wow. It totally... I thought it was, you know, disrupting my birthday. Did it totally steal your whole birthday?
Yep. Totally took the whole day.
Ugh. These transient holidays that just do what they want.
Hey, man, you can't be possibly think that you could write down the exact day of the year that a man who was dead came back to life all on his own.
They did write down the exact year. It's the first full moon after the spring equinox.
Yeah. Duh. Exactly when the pagans would celebrate your fertility.
Oh, sorry. Weird. It's the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring
equinox.
Don't
involve the pagans. Pagans are gross.
So you get to defrock Mordo. What do we got there?
Unless you mean people against goodness and niceness.
Three different builds there on the Mordo, too.
Yeah.
I've got the 5-5-3, Ray with the 3-5-5, Ian with the ever-popular 4-4-5.
Now, in Ian's defense, he doesn't have Mordo champed, so that is just how he got it. So.
Right. But he could.
Yes.
He could, yeah.
Also, in my defense, I'm just stingy with my ISO.
Yeah.
If
Mordo's
I can win
fine,
like that, I will. If not, I'll sort him out.
Right. Mordo's fine, but I don't think he really, you know, he's not strong enough that you're like, ooh, I want to get him champed.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's always that one match in, you know, new characters come out where Mordo leaps at your face for like 75,000 points of damage.
Yeah, when he's level 650, he pretty much rocks, yeah.
He hits you with a stick and you're like, oh my god, ow, please don't hit me with that stick ever again. And then, R.I.P. Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
Sad times.
Agreed.
In Storyland, Thick of Steves is running. That'll get you sleeves, a Melinda May, some Moon Knight shards. Placement is Rhino and some Abby normal. Unstable ASO 8 is next. Vision, Rhino, Abby, Gert, and Elektra in placement. Followed up by Strange Sights. Again, Gamora, Gert, Elektra, placement, Hammer Cap, and Loki shards. In the Wheels season, the simulator there will get you Hulk, She-Hulk, and Melinda May. Right now you got Most Wanted. To get Rocket, Groot, and Blob. Placement is Hammer Cap and some Hela. Followed up by Predator and Prey, which is Black Panther and Hammer Cap. Placement there is Cletus and some Banner shards. And an Assassin for Hire, which is Cletus and Banner. Placement is Star-Lord and Carol. Whew. Wake it back up, Ian. Because now we've got to do release notes.
Uh-oh.
Are you sitting down?
I'm ready now.
Huh. I was going to read them, but it turns out I have closed that webpage, so I can't.
I'm so totally underprepared.
We have a new clue.
Oh my goodness, a clue. Tell me more.
It is Reforged Star.
Oh.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, I think this one's got to be plain as day, right? A Reforged Star is a meteorite. You reforge meteorites into the Ebony Blade. It's Black Knight.
Yeah, that's what I guessed. I can't think of anything more clear as day, because if there's one character I'm super familiar with, it's the Black Knight.
Mm.
And the Ebony sword that he has and where it came from.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's like Excalibur. You know, you make it out of, you know, meteorite rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lady of the Lake is a super smith.
Wait, Excalibur was made from meteorite? I thought it was just, you know...
I don't know, man.
It was not made from meteorite.
Is it Frosted Lucky Charms? It's magically created?
It was just the Lady of the Lake who appeared clad in shimmering samite, who handed me the sword Excalibur.
Hey, some boys are big tossing swords at folks. There's no basis for form of government.
Thus indicating that I am king of the Britons.
Who are the Britons?
We are.
Is the Black Knight already in this game?
No.
Oh.
Unless I'm...
Why did
delusional.
I think he was in this game?
He was in the survey for Don't You Want Black Knight?
Oh, right, and he won.
Yes.
Yes, that's why. Now you've won me back.
All right, in other things, this says the community has spoken. Get a free 4-star starting on April 21st. So,
great.
Thanks.
Now that's a strong clue.
Yeah, thanks in advance. I'll take a free 4-star.
Yes.
Patrol the streets of Moon Knight in the event going on. Team up Rocket and Groot. Power Season, as we mentioned. And as always, fix issues with spammer spelling and grammar in multiple languages. That is the only thing that comes up more often than problem with, oh my God, I just forgot the name of it. Colossus's power where he throws you in the air.
Fastball special.
That used to be the most quoted thing ever in the release notes.
I just was hoping you were going to go with spammer and growling.
I tried. That's all I got for news. You got anything?
I would like to point out that, as Samurai said, they could be talking about repairing the Lemurian Star, the ship that Batroc hijacked. So, Batroc confirmed.
Oh, see, I thought when Craig said reforged star, didn't Peter Dinklage reactivate some sort of star in the Avengers so that he can make Thor a new hammer?
Yeah.
So I assumed that we were confirming Peter Dinklage as the...
the dwarf, what's his name?
Etri?
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm just getting...
you're closer than me.
Okay.
I am, though, looking at this graphic for, you know, jumping ahead for, you know, there's a Beast Wars graphic there. Reminds me, Ian, do you remember the self-transforming Optimus Prime toy they put out, like, about a year ago?
No. No, right, but it sounds...
Anyway, it was $750.
Oh, what am I, the Pope?
You give it voice commands. It automatically transforms itself into Optimus Prime. It moves, it walks, it drives, it does things, it shoots stuff. And it gets updates for, like, more things it can do later.
Okay.
They just released, also this week, now you can get backup, the, you know, trailer that comes with Optimus Prime. For a bargain, second $750.
Whoa.
Making this a $1,500 toy if you want the whole piece. And it also transforms its own, does its stuff. The little recon thing comes out with Spike in it, and you can drive it around separately as well. Very exciting.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be in my near future.
No, I thought distant. That'd be your
I mean, are they still handing out stimulus checks?
Still wouldn't cover this toy.
I can't think of a better use for my stimulus money than self-transforming Optimus Prime.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, how can you go wrong with self-transforming? You,
when I first saw that original toy, that just, my little six-year-old mind exploded.
Oh, Prime? Yeah, Prime is awesome.
Oh, I was like, I that's going to change my life when my parents buy me that.
Yeah, I had a Prime. It was great.
Yeah, it was.
Good times. I got no other news. So let's travel forward. Unless you guys.
I was going to say, by the time this airs, it'll be my birthday in case anybody missed the opening of the show.
Yeah. Raising Kate in State College delayed till like June. So,
Craig, do you remember?
I don't know if I told you that last week or not.
Who took the leadership matrix from Optimus when he died in the movie? It wasn't Rodimus, wasn't it? It was some other dude.
Yeah, no, it was Rodimus. He became Rodimus Prime.
Yeah, I thought it was some
Ultra Magnus.
No, there was some. There was some.
I'm just reading.
It was
this
like
book.
It was a sports car of some variety.
Yeah, Hot Rod, and then he became Rodimus Prime.
Oh, I thought Rodimus Prime was some other truck that was Hot Rod's friend.
No, it was Hot Rod, and then he became Rodimus Prime.
Huh. Then who's the truck that's not the 16-wheeler that's not Optimus?
I do not know his name.
Does he exist, I dream that?
No, there was one.
Okay.
Because they tried to make at least two of every model, right? You know, so you'd have to buy it more than once.
Just like you had, you know, I believe you, Samurai, because you're incredibly reliable. But I don't remember anybody named Ultra Magnus.
Starscream and his two flunkies, you know, because they're the exact same toy over and over.
Yeah, Starscream and the other guy. I love Starscream, though. His voice actor was exceptional. Oh.
Yeah, Starscream is one of my favorites from the cartoon. All right, we're going to move on to It's Always Sunny in Xandar, then.
Oh, no.
This week. Are you prepared?
I am now.
Should I give you a second?
No, okay. I have to click one tab. I'm okay.
All right. This week, Charles Xavier, King of the Mutants.
That's a title from the show? Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Which was, I believe... I guess it was just went in a different direction than I was expecting, as one of the main characters on the show is named Charlie. To think you couldn't find a single show title that had Charlie's name already in it?
It did. It you know, it was Charlie whatever, King of the something something, so I changed it up a bit.
Oh, you did. Good job.
I don't know what Charlie's last name is, but I worked it into Charles Xavier as opposed to Charlie Xavier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Give you too much license.
I put 10 seconds of thought into it.
Well, let's talk about this guy. He's a 5-star character. He appears to be a blue, purple, and black His first ability is called Signal Boost. It's passive. It costs 0 blue AP. Let's see. Whenever you make a match 4 or greater, deal 880 damage and destroy an additional tile in that color. The damage that is done scales up as this ability gets... there does not seem to be any additional tile destruction as he gets more powerful. Not one of these abilities. Hang on.
Yep.
All right. His purple ability. To me, my X-Men. Costs 8 purple AP. And choose a color to call in one of the X-Men for aid. Then add 3 basic tiles of that color to the board. The chosen color determines who appears. Red equals Wolverine. He does some damage. Yellow equals Beast. Burst of health. Green equals Rogue. AOE, it looks like. Blue equals Cyclops. Destroys a row and deals a little bit of damage. Purple is Jubilee. She changes the color of 23 of the tiles. And black equals Storm, which converts 5 basic tiles into attack tiles.
I know Craig's going to hate to hear this, but the answer is just use purple every time. You want to use Jubilee. She changes the colors of so many tiles on the board that it will more than likely make you a match 4, which then activates his first power.
Nice.
No, I always use red and green.
That does sound like something you would do, but I like where Ray's at.
The Wolverine attack does a lot of damage.
I've also heard that the Cyclops destroying a row is very, depending on the board layout, could be very helpful. But both of those sound better because I'm totally on board with Craig.
Yeah. The green is nice for when people go invisible. I can still whack them with green.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I'm same here. I read... 2 of these powers do direct damage. The other ones require thinking. No thanks.
I'm usually running Chuck with Onslaught, so those match 4s do even more and more and more. So
for sure,
my Chuck is always with Gritty Kitty, and I don't want the whole board to be blown up because I've got my tiles out there that I want pumped up. So
okay, so he seems versatile, and all that stuff scales up appropriately with Jubilee affecting 27 total tiles. And finally, Xavier Protocols. 0 black AP. This passive ability causes Xavier to take 12% less damage for each active X-Men member on his team and 5% less for each other active ally. Red enemy powers cost 1 AP more for each active X-Men member of his team. That's wacky. I don't hate any part of that. Let's see what else it does as it gets better. As it scales up, he is taking 25% less damage for each active X-Man, 10% for each other ally. The cost of firing red, green, or yellow enemy powers is increased by 1 AP. Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about this game, but if he's not a 5-5-3, someone steer me in the right direction.
I have him at a 5-5-3.
It feels like that's where we should live.
Yeah.
I honestly have no idea where my Chuck is.
4-4-5 seems the opposite of correct, but that is, that is Craig, so.
Right.
Oh, is that what I have?
Yeah.
Mine's at a humble 2-0-1, so I'll never know, but.
Seven people in the world have that build, and Craig is one of them.
I feel like,
I use him every day, too. Every day.
As much as I like the idea of people pairing together based on, what type of team affiliation they have. That seems to be the least effective power because of that.
It's a really significant amount of damage reduction. So I like to make matches with him early. So he's taking reduced damage while Gritty Kitty keeps boosting tiles and boosting tiles and boosting
Every
tiles.
One of his powers looks awesome. I'm just comparing that one power to Signal Boost and to me, my X-Men.
Yeah, and then generally, I get enough purple, and then I fire usually I fire the green AoE first, that it does a huge amount of damage.
Right.
Unless there's somebody annoying I'm fighting. Like, if there's, like, a Scarlet Witch or something on the board, she's getting Wolverine Claw to the face. She's gotta go.
Yeah. But, yeah, he seems like a really good character.
He is.
Yeah, I love that.
A really good character. Which reminds me, I'm going to do a minor derail with a grouse that I've been meaning to address with you guys.
Uh-oh.
Not you guys. I don't feel like you guys had a hand in this in any way. You aren't children, and you're not responsible for the internet. But when did we, and of course by we, I mean the internet and not me, collectively decide that that we needed a tier beyond A and that we would call it S? Like, why is that even a thing? Like, why did their speakers suddenly go to 11 instead of just saying, these are the A tier guys and making the lower guys lower? Like, what happened that 5 or 6 tiers wasn't enough and we needed to invent an S tier that's better than an A's tier? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Chad is saying that it's a Japanese thing.
They can have it back. Their slang is unwelcome.
I don't know. All I know is it stands for superb or super. I agree with you. Why can't A be the best? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
I think the line of thinking was, well, everything falls into A, and these things are so good, I can't put them in B, so we just need another thing better than A. No, you just need to rethink what B means.
Yeah.
So there you go. Samurai gave you the answer.
Okay.
He says, in Japan, the highest rank is Shu for exemplary, therefore S is the top.
Okay. Well, as soon as I'm ranking something in Japan, I'll adhere to that.
Right.
Can't argue with you.
Jeez.
But yeah, it is every time I'm looking at, you know, Diablo builds or, you know, for like Diablo 3 setups, every time a new season starts and they reorganize all the things. So if I do use the S tier,
does that make me a scumbag for cultural appropriation? S tier. Get out. Go stitch a G onto your pocket of your
Hey now. Whoa. Rain it back, son. There will be no putting down the world's greatest cartoon.
I'm not. A cartoon isn't the light. But thank you for giving me actual information with an actual explanation, Samurai. Yeah. I'll feel a little less annoyed going forward, because I'll feel a little less ignorant and out of the loop.
Are you calm down now? Should we move on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, Willie, what's in the mailbag?
All right. This week, nothing.
What?
Nobody posted anything, so...
Nobody likes us anymore.
Sweet.
Thanks, Willie.
Phew.
He still dropped by, you know, just didn't hand anything, so.
Yeah, well, he must have had to prepay all of his pension now for the next 40 years, so they couldn't afford any gas for the trucks, I guess. All right, Dave, let's move on.
Once again,
I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. All right, let's see what this is all about. Whew. This week's 3 stars that are boosted. Black Widow in her gray costume. More green AoE. More red damage from her some kind of pistol. And let's say that purple will have no change. 3-star Captain Marvel. Red and, I believe, black damage are increased. I don't remember what her yellow does. Does it have something to do with team-up tiles?
It makes more of them, right? Or is that the other one?
That could be the 2-star. I don't remember. Elektra, I've heard of... Oh, the 3-star version is slightly different than the one that I remember. Red probably does more damage. Purple has something to do with tile boosting.
Yeah, she's got that cripple attack as opposed to the Dance of the Devil. Yeah,
the Valley of whatever. Death.
Yeah.
One of my 3-star heroes, Magneto, is...
What?
What?
Magneto?
Yeah. Today I'm going to call him Magneto. So, Magneto.
Suddenly, I'm a fan of that.
He's awesome. His projectiles will be increased, and his damage from his red and blue will both be increased. And lastly, Mohawk Storm. Better attack tiles, I feel like, is what she makes with the black ability, and more damage when her green is activated. Also, does her yellow do damage? That consumes team-up tiles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does a smidge of damage.
A lot of team-up tile consumption between her and Magneto. let's talk about these 4-stars because...
I wasn't so tired, I'd be driving to Williamsport tonight to punch you in the face.
Because, you guessed it, they're good this week. So first, and best of all, America Chavez.
America!
Yeah.
Yeah!
She is... Sorry, she is much better than the movie Pearl Harbor. No red changes. When her Ticket to the Multiverse activates, she'll do a bunch of damage and more damage if you have AP superiority. for her green. Oh, good old Beast, the Age of Apocalypse version, is boosted this week. Bigger attack tiles come out of his blue. Larger protect tiles from his black, and more green AoE damage. X-Force Deadpool is boosted this week. Out of bullets, more damage and more healing. X-Enforcer, more damage from those countdown tiles. And the trap tiles that come out of countdown for what, also more effective.
Enforcer, a licky boom boom down.
Rocket and or Groot, they're boosted this week. Those strike tiles that show up at the beginning are bigger, more damage, and more attack tiles out of Rocket's pack. And that green can deal more damage if the bomb goes off. And 2099, Spider-Man. More black damage and more damage out of his Harbinger of Heroes. Let's see what Doc Ock's up to these days. We've moved on to the 5-star tier. And we will be talking about Doc Ock. Let's see. Better strike tiles out of his superior science as well as increased damage. His tentacles are doing more damage based on the number of tentacles that are out there. And his cunning scheme. Stuff happens along the way. There's a ton of AoE if it's successful.
He was recently reworked.
Was he?
Yeah.
Good for him. So he's less confusing or he's more complex?
Didn't they make cutting scheme easier to actually make it do things?
That sounds right.
Because when he first came out, it was painful.
Classic Dr. Octopus.
And thanks to Samurai, because I had no idea that that actor was in Raiders. I had no idea.
Alfred Merlina stealing that idol from Indiana was...
You give me the whip, I'll give you the idol.
Yeah, I had no idea that was Doc Ock.
Give me the idol, I'll give you the whip. See you later, Dr. Jones.
I also didn't know that. I was happy to find out that piece of trivia. Let's talk about Iron Man, the 5-star version from back in the day, fresh off of Civil War, I believe. Let's see. He does more damage with the winning team and more damage with the house party protocol. I don't immediately recognize this. Oh, Mr. Sinister. I've heard of him.
That's the game Sinistar.
Yeah. You've won me back. You didn't really lose me at all. I was still on board.
Right. I always hated that game.
That game used to be featured quite often on Nick Arcade. For those old enough to remember Nick Arcade.
I remember it well. That game was one of... They used to feature that one a lot. Oink. And
Tubin,
there was one
Burger
other one.
Time.
The only thing I didn't like about it was... See, the amount of actual gameplay was so brief.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to play for like 30 seconds, I swear.
Yeah. That's outrageous.
It was like, oh, you scored 24 points, you win. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it was that game frequently, and then that other game where you were one of the three little pigs and you had to throw bricks at the big bad wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Good games. Good show. Because wasn't the boss, wasn't one of the three boss options someone named Mongo?
Candy Graham for Mongo.
Anyway.
Mongo, just pawn in Game of Life.
Totally. In Nick Arcade. He's doing more damage and less damage with his... black ability, and his blue ability is doing more damage with the trap tiles. And the 5-star OG, the Silver Surfer himself, I think.
Yeah, I don't know why he's hanging out with Hank Hill.
I don't know, but it's funny. More true healing out of his blue, more red damage, and more damage with the Silver Singularity. I believe he's been recently reworked.
Yeah. I think the blue healing got better.
Yeah. I think the damage is slightly more. That's cool. Let's see what Samurai says about these boosted characters. PvE this week is Unstable ISO 8 and Strange Sights. 3-star players. Players get the gift of Electra buffed right when they have to fight Cassilius. Magneto might help shake up the board.
You're for fighting.
So you can match away those strike tiles that she gives... I don't...
Cassilius.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that we were calling him Mr. Needs Visine.
He's got the red eyes.
Does he?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't remember anything about him.
Or the black eyes. Yeah, I don't know. There's something weird with his eyes shading.
He's got, black, yeah.
All right. Anyway. Well, Visine gets the red out, not the black out.
I don't know. Let's see what the 4-star
players
Ben Stein
told me that so many times.
I mean, you see Cassilius. Man, he does need Visine. Look at that image.
That's fair.
Yeah.
4-star players. Lots of good stuff. But in a crazy twist, Samurai recommends Beast with Rocket and or Groot.
Huh.
His green feeds either blue. And with this, all those friendly tiles being matched by Beast passive will generate a lot of AP. Oh, then America shows up and you win. So, Rocket and Groot, Beast, America, do it up. 5-star. Sorry, there's absolutely nothing for you this week. This is the worst 5-star list I've seen since they added them to the rotation.
Every time I've played against Sinister, I really still have no idea exactly what he does.
No.
He comes out
like,
and...
There will be times he comes on the screen, yeah, like, a lot, and he keeps, like shushing me and stuff or something, and I'm like, what are you doing? I don't have any idea what you're doing.
His passive can negate some of your damage.
All right.
That's what he's doing.
Okay.
Unless he's telling you Sinister Secrets, which I don't know what that ability does.
I think he's putting out trap tiles or something when he does the whisper thing. Like, the negates damage is the animation where, like, a ghost of him takes steps in front and...
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know he appears a lot on the screen, and I still don't actually see anything happen, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
I mean, really, your strongest character by far is Iron Man, and he is low on the tier list. So, yeah.
Recently reworked, Doc Ock or Silver Surfer.
Shang-Chi it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got a needle at everybody's favorite needling victim is Craig. Let's talk about the script really quick. So last week we made a huge to-do about your inability to recognize that, you guessed it, Willem Dafoe once played the Green Goblin.
Right.
This week's infographic, which you received before you sent out this script, has a crystal clear picture of Shuri and who she is fighting, and his name is still question mark on the script.
Oh, because I wrote that and then never went back to it. So I just read it off the graphic when we got to that part. What are you going to do?
I don't know, complain mildly and then move on to the next segment?
All right.
Yes!
Thanks, Mystify.
Mystify.
All right, and now, Superhero Showdown. Brought to you, as always, by Terrified.
Oh, my greatest and oldest nemesis.
Last week,
Ray?
Who won, Ray?
It was a clear victory. 72% of people voted for... the two people were Jack Bowers and Gwen Stacy. Not Spider-Gwen, not just Gwen Stacy, the girlfriend. Versus Jack Power. So 72% actually did vote correctly for Jack Power to win. Now, I did hear a couple people in Discord saying, like, look, this is just ridiculous. However, they did like the idea of maybe Gwen could talk him out of fighting, you know, and she would win that way. But yeah, clear Jack Power.
All right. Who's going first this week?
I don't know. I don't even remember.
It's Ian's birthday. Ian, would you like to go first? It's your birthday. Would you like to go first or second?
You betcha. I'll just go first because I'm already ready to go.
Do it, Doug.
Let me first tell everybody about my character, I don't want to say OG because she certainly wasn't the original, but the new Bride of Frankenstein, Jocasta Pym, Ultron's wife. Let's talk about Jocasta and see what she is up to. Once upon a time, Ultron took over Henry Pym's mind and said, transfer Janet into this robot that I built so that I can have a wife. And he was like, sure, I love doing that sort of thing. I think fortunately Janet like called the Avengers and was like, hey, I'm about to be transferred into a robot. Please come and help me. And they did. But until then, Jocasta Pym, the computer integrated, and maybe she has been turned into a character since then. And I'm sure she's been revived multiple times by Ultron because that's kind of his gig. But as far as powers, she's got all the Ultron-y type powers. She's got technoforming. She can fly, multiple bodies, hand lasers, eye lasers, force fields, energy waves, superhuman strength, speed, reflexes, durability.
Does she have freaking laser beams coming out of her head?
She does. She's like a she's a freaking computer integrated human with freaking laser beams coming out of her freaking head. Ray, remind me who I'm destroying with my unstoppable powers.
Well, yeah, I think this is going to actually be a reasonably decent fight because
nice.
This week I randomly got Merlin. That's right, Merlin. The Merlin. The Merlin the King Arthur.
The guy who forged Excalibur out of a meteorite?
there you go. His powers consist of magic. Yeah, he has magic. Like, all of it? He taught Morgan Le Fay magic, who was so strong that she was able to kill Sentry.
Did she kill Sentry?
Apparently. That's what it says in
I thought
profile.
He was still okay.
Good on her.
Yeah. No way, Sentry was solid. He killed Ares.
Whatever.
So, yeah, it's Merlin. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I definitely want to, you know, make a push, but does technology break magic or does magic break technology?
Right, that's really what it's gonna have to come down to.
In general, in Marvel, magic breaks everything else.
Yeah, but I think this week it's going to be up to the listeners. So
I feel like...
Chicken tonight?
No, I hear what you're saying, and it's stuck in my head now. So, Magneto. Anyway, I feel like my durability is going to help me out here. I don't know what kind of magic he has over inorganic or technologically based organisms.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I feel like Jocasta will have
just
the edge.
Just to give Ian a boost here, in, you know, several versions of Merlin, he's actually more of a druid than a wizard.
This is true.
And as we know, druids are nature magic, which would have no effect on technology.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's definitely... This is one of the least lopsided matches we've had so far.
While Craig's information is correct, according to the Marvel Wiki page, he is a sorcerer. Thus, his magic is extra-dimensional and ambient, very similar to Doctor Strange, in contrast to the inherent talents of Dr. Druid, who uses Celtic Earth mysticism. So,
That's a good argument.
Yeah.
But I have put a poll, yes. That's what it's called, in the Discord. So if you're on the Discord and you want to vote, you can just do a search for XAOS72. You can look at my previous statements, my previous comments, and you can find that one and vote on it all throughout the week. I will be telling the votes before the show next week. And if you're not on Discord, you know, post something on the subreddit or D3 forums where we post the show, so everyone can
go to react to the little emoji picture thing there.
Yeah, just react. That's how you vote.
Solid emoji pictures this week.
Yeah,
I went with the Ant-Man symbol because, you know, her name is Pym.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
sure.
That was very accurate.
You know, that was Wasp.
Yeah. There we go.
All right, Ian, you got Steam open.
Versus Jocasta Pym. What's up, dude?
You have Steam open?
I don't. I was busy doing a segment. I can't transition like that.
Holy smokes.
I wasn't even looking at your script. I was just
We got a fight,
fumbling
man.
Around. What's that?
We got a fight.
Yeah.
This was a legit battle. I couldn't just be like, Jack Power destroys you.
I have six this week.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, do it, Doug.
All right. So, numero uno. Oh, big start. It's a purple right off the bat. It is my second crystal cover. This one is Inhuman Ambassador, which that'll give me the first one of those. I now have her, well, I will have her to 101, so that's nice. All right, second is a 4-star Hellcat. Third is a 4-star Super Skrull. I almost said Talos. The symbol always screws me up. another 4-star Monica Rambeau. We then get another crystal cover, another yellow Inhuman Ambassador.
Man.
That is nice. And I believe this is last, a Kate Pride, not just a phase.
Yeah.
Two.
All right, I'm going to go ahead.
2 out of 6. That's pretty good.
I got 3. My first one is Love Sausage. Number 2 is Whoop Whoop Whoop.
Nice.
And number 3, all 4 stars, is Bubbles.
Nice. Solid.
Yeah. Married couple, come on.
It's a motley crew. Let's check with my classic one cover. You guessed it. Cyclops. Called Shot.
Scott!
I believe he screamed Scott, but I also believe Discord edited him.
Okay. Oh, did I cut it off?
Yeah. They're man, wise
a little
to you.
Too hot.
They will no longer tolerate your shenanigans.
Yeah, what are you going to do? That's Tokens, brought to you as always by this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcasting network?
The podcasting network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network. It is available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We work alongside several other excellent podcasts to expand your podcasting library. The Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I feel like today in my Deadpool Daily, the burrito one, not the one where I had to fight Green Goblin, but the other variety where I don't have the right characters and I have to rely on my 3-star. It was a good one today. It was Ian, Ken, 3-star Gambit, alongside of a barely covered 2-star Magneto and a almost non-existent 4-star Alligator Loki. Can they get it done? And I was like, ugh, I'm really down on 3-star Gambit, but he got it done.
Sorry, Sluggo is questioning Magneto.
I just, you know, well,
he's just trolling.
We're almost to the home stretch. I don't want Craig to spiral any further.
That's right.
He's had a long day.
It has been. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Then, comment suggestions, shoot him at Ray. He gets bored if you don't give him something to read. He needs things to do.
Just during that segment, but sure.
Yeah. Like I said, put the comments in Reddit, on Marvel Puzzle Quest forums, or, you know, shoot him an email. Contact info on our webpage. And while you're there, click on the Amazon banner and buy yourself something. Get us something for Easter. That'll be nice. But that's it. Bye for now. And remember, kids, higher education got you down! Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.